Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, Katie Kat, the floor is yours.
Okay, so I, let me just preface this by saying that it was a couple months ago, I guess, when I first met this guy. We're going to call him Troy, okay? His name's Troy, and we went on a couple dates, and I liked him a lot. Like, he looked great. He had a lot of the same activities that I did. The thing was, is the more we got to talking, he was looking for more of, like, fling. Right? He wasn't looking for anything
serious.
That's
not you right now,
right? And it's not me right now.
Katie wants to get married and have children.
Yeah, well, not the children part, but definitely I want to get into a relationship that's just me and the other person, monogamous.
Long-term.
Long-term type of thing. And the thing that I will say about Troy is I appreciated the fact that when we did have the conversation, he was open and honest with me. And when I was like, well, that's not really what I'm doing right now, he was pretty cool with it. And we just ended it like that. It was fine. We chatted a little here and there, just like when funny things would pop up, because again, we had a lot of the same things in common. But I felt like I kind of explained to him, I am not in the stage of my life where I'm just hooking up with people for fun. Like, I am past that, right? We're not in that part of my life anymore.
How come?
Well, just because, like, I have been single for a long time, and I will tell you, there were moments where I was having fun, and that was just that. It was a good time, but you get to a point where I feel like you want more, and you want people to look at you as more than just that. And, you know, so it gets kind of old when that is all anybody wants from you, you know? Like, they're just, I am not a piece of meat. Like, there's
I tell my
right?
wife all the time.
Exactly.
I'm like, get off me.
Let's
just have a nice conversation and talk about our future together. She's always trying to get on me.
You're like,
it gets so
dang.
Old. Women.
Women, am I right? Women.
Yeah, right.
I'm lying.
But
she
here's
hates
the thing. So,
she hates me.
Now, the thing is like, again, I don't want to discount anybody who is in that stage of your life, because there's nothing wrong with it. If it's like, you know,
that's consent, what you need, that's what you need, right?
If everybody's on the same page, that's fine.
Get your freak on.
Just not where I'm at in my life right now. And again, I explained that to him, and I even like explained it to him why I'm not in that stage in my life anymore. So I felt like we were in a good spot, whatever. And then just, I guess it was when I got back from vacation. So it was like randomly out of the blue. We're talking, this is like 12:30 in the morning. I get a text from Troy. And the text says, you up?
Oh boy.
That's as cliche
we
as it gets.
All know
really?
What those texts mean.
Straight
and
to the point. You
like,
up.
It made me so mad because, again, like,
a little harder,
we had the conversation and then we did exchange a few messages and they weren't flirtatious. So I was like, okay, we're in a good spot. We're friends with each other.
Yeah.
He understands. We are just friends now. We communicate a little.
Do we need to explain what the you're up text is?
You can. Yeah.
It's a
booty call.
It's a booty
it
call.
Is.
It's like, hey, are you up? I'm looking for an hour of fun.
Come over.
Come on over, or I'm coming to your place.
It's not you up. You want to talk about your life choices. Yeah. Like,
so
that
for those
is
of you
not,
that don't know what the you're up text
that
is.
That is not what the
or
you up
means.
You up, yeah.
And
you
so,
up.
Like, I looked at it, and I sat there for a good 10 minutes just contemplating whether or not I even wanted to respond.
If you were up.
Yeah, exactly, right? I don't know if I am up.
You were down to pound.
But the thing is so I was like, do I just wait until tomorrow morning and just, like, brush it off and be like, I think you meant to text somebody else, you know, kind of thing.
Different Katie.
But I was like, I'm kind of sick of this. I really am. Because everyone who listens to the show knows I've been dating for a minute. There are all kinds of things that happen when you're dating. And it just gets to be too much sometimes. And I think it was late at night. I was kind of crabby already. So I was just like, you know what, Troy? You know what, Troy? I am up. How you doing? So I honestly, like, hit him back and I'm like, hey, how's it going? Yeah, I am up actually. How are you? And he's like, oh, and he just hit like immediately. Like, I sent that message, and then, you know, on iPhones, you can see when someone's typing.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately, he starts typing again. And
he's like, here we go.
Exactly. And he starts laying it on thick. He's just like, you know, I know you said you're not in this place, but I can't stop thinking about you. And I really think that we could just, like, let's try
have some
it.
Fun tonight.
Yeah, maybe you do want a friend with benefits. Like, he started trying to convince
me. Oh,
he's
like coaxing you.
This
I
is
think
something
this is good
I
for
want
you.
To do. Yeah, so the minute I responded, he saw that as an in. And so I was like, you know what? You want to try? Yeah, let's do this. Let's go ahead and do the hey, you up. And
right.
So then I was like, what I'm going to do is I sent him, I searched up just a Zillow location, just a random Zillow location.
No.
And then I sent him that address and I was like, hey, Troy, come on over. And then I turned my phone on silent and I went to bed. And I
did he go? I mean, did he go?
So the thing is, I woke up the next morning to 40 missed calls and about 27 texts from Troy that, went from, hey, I'm here. Hey, I'm knocking at your door. Hey, nobody's answering. Like, homie went up to the door and I was just like, I know.
Oh my gosh.
I clearly,
Katie
he's like,
could have been
okay,
shot.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, he was like, the messages as you read them, he's just getting angrier and angrier. And the last one just says, fine. The last message just says, fine. And so,
oh my gosh,
I woke up that next morning and I didn't even address it. I just blocked him. I blocked him on all social media stuff. And I was like, you know what? Well, I just kind of had
I like this. This is fun. This is cute. But like, truly, the guy could have been hurt.
I know. And that's what
something horrible could have happened.
And the thing is my friends were like, you did not need to do that. Like, that was probably a little extreme. And I have one friend who's very spiritual, and she's very worried about my karma right now.
A little bit.
But you know what?
This could bite you.
When things like this have happened time after time after time after time, you know what? Troy would have kept hitting me up. Troy would have thought that window could have opened if I just gave him a chance. He's probably not going to message me anymore.
No, but I'm worried now if you bump into this guy that he's going to be, I don't want to go to a 10 and say violent or anything, but like just...
He'll probably be a little upset.
He might be in your kitchen about
this a
little
bit. And
then
I'd probably tell him, didn't we have the conversation where I told you I didn't want that, Troy, and you still thought it was okay to text me at 1:30 in the morning? Like, I just want to know where we draw the line. You know, where we do it.
At first I was okay with this when you were telling me about it yesterday and you're like, I want to talk about this on the show. Now I'm not so sure. Now I feel it's like it's kind of dirty.
It's dirty.
It's dirty.
Really?
You could have just said no and said you sent this guy on a wild goose chase to somebody's house where he truly could have been hurt.
Oh, why are you worried about Troy now? That's
well,
not
because,
fair.
Look,
like,
he's pounding on somebody's random
just,
door.
You know, wanting a little something, something.
And your girlfriends were against this too, right?
Yeah. No, they definitely were like, you didn't need to do all that. But
honestly,
also...
Katie, it's flattering. It's flattering for you. He wanted you.
It is flattering.
It's flattering.
He wanted me for one night.
That's
Josh.
Still that's
flattering.
20-month dry spell over here.
But that's the other thing. I could end this today. Like, I could, after the show, beep, 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 beep.
Go hit up Troy.
What was that?
I could do that.
Were you backing up a forklift?
No, that was me.
All right, here's what we need to do. We got to hop into a break and do traffic. Feel free to sound off. Are you on Katie's side? Was this a good idea to just send this guy to a random house just to... Jeez. Get him off her back, which is kind of a funny line to say. Or are you on my side, Josh's side, the girlfriend's side, that you probably shouldn't have done this to this guy?
Really? All of you are on his side? Like, not even one?
I don't know where
Josh,
I'm at.
I'm not on his side for the
really,
booty
Josh?
Call, but to send him...
Send him off
to a different
to
location.
A random Zillow address.
A random... Hi, Kim.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Good morning. So it's for show wants to know, do you think Katie did the right thing by sending this guy to a random house instead of just saying, nah, I'm not in the mood for your booty call?
Well, for one, I'm just going to say, Katie, no. I got to remember the time the kid on Fortnite sent the guy to a different house and then he got hurt. So I'm just thinking, what if you sent Troy to this house and the lady's name happened to be Katie. And
oh, yeah.
What are the odds?
She answered the door, but her husband or boyfriend was there. The repercussions would have been awful.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Josh and Jeremy. You should just locked him.
Yeah. You could have just blocked
much.
Him.
You are saying exactly what my friend said, Kim. All of them said exactly what you said, that this could have ended up a lot worse for Troy. Again, all these missed calls and texts, so he was okay, just so everyone knows.
He survived the night.
He was fine, but you make a really good point, and this is why I was kind of like, did I do the right thing? It felt great, but was it the right thing?
And did you hear what I said too, Kim, where it was like, if she sees this guy in passing somewhere, he might be really pissed and become a monster too,
maybe.
You know? He might become a total stalker.
Oh, she has to do is like, I'm sorry, Troy, but I fell asleep and I've seen your messages the next morning when I woke up.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
This is what's going on. I don't want a booty call from you.
But Kim, when you're at your limit, you're at your limit. You've had enough.
Exactly. Yeah.
It was too much. It was, but you're right, Kim. That is the adult thing to do.
But Katie's the farthest thing from
you
an
know
adult.
What I mean?
All right, so I got you down for no. She should not have done that. We appreciate you calling in and having us on, Kimmy. Kim, have a great day.
You too. Bye
bye. Bye bye. Is it Dana?
Yes.
Hi, Dana. Welcome to the show. What do you think about Katie's dilemma?
Hey, I'm proud of you, Katie. I think you could have Zillowed him maybe to the police station, but
just for a booty call? Come
That's funny.
He's so disrespectful. I think your answers are going to vary from the age of the women that call. I'm 49. I'm single by choice, and it's because of a litany of these stories.
Yeah.
And I think Katie's probably been so kind and compromised herself for so long that, no, there's no karma. You tell your karma friend you've got karma for days. That's good. No.
Dana, you just, you hit the nail. Like you said, I've compromised myself so much.
Yep.
And I have.
Yep.
I really have.
Me
I've
too.
Bent to their wants and needs, and they don't
yes.
give a crap about mine, clearly, right?
No, not at all. He was clearly texting you from his underwear. Like, he doesn't even care what you want.
That's exactly what he was doing.
Great. Now I got a picture of some hairy dude in his underpants.
Yeah.
What kind of underpants do you think he was wearing,
Dana?
Tidy-whities.
Right?
Yeah. Tidy-whities. There's nothing good.
Yeah. He had a hole in him, too.
Big
huh,
old
Dana?
Stain in the back.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Be proud of yourself.
Thank
Just
you.
Do the cops next time.
All yeah. right.
Yeah. I like
I put
your
vote down as team you go girl.
Yeah.
So, Dana, thank you for calling in. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Here's a Brit. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Hi. So did Katie do the right thing?
She totally did the right thing.
Thank
that guy
Brittany.
Was lying to me.
Yeah.
Was he or was he just highly attracted to Katie?
No.
I don't know. Guys like that are just flat, and I'm sure she wasn't the only one.
You make such a good point. Brittany, I bet you out like 5 you up texts, huh?
You don't know.
You just happened to answer, and so.
Dun, dun, dun.
Have you been talking to this guy for a while?
A couple, again, we had been talking for probably a month before this. We went on a couple dates. Like, I've met this guy, and again, I had a really good grown-up conversation with him about how I did not want booty call stuff, and so, I love that people see my side of it, though, you know, because it is frustrating.
But aren't you concerned, Brittany, that this guy could have been hurt?
I mean, maybe, but no.
No.
All right. I'm still concerned that somebody could open the door with a shotgun and, you know,
are
hurt
we not
him.
Also realizing that this man let his, you know, decide things for him? That, like, that made it, like, he was like, do you think it's a good idea? Yeah, it's a great idea. So then they went out on a goose chase. Like, they talked, had a conversation probably, and decided this.
Brittany,
come
the
on.
Best part of this is Katie was actually looking down at her crotch talking. Do you think it's a good idea? I don't know. Do you think it's a good idea?
It's the best idea ever.
All right. I got your vote down on team you go, girl. Thank you, Brittany. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Here is Kevin on the line. Hi, Kevin.
How you doing, guys?
Well, we're good. Let's get a dude's perspective. Was this a great idea for Katie?
No, I don't think it was a good idea.
How come?
I was hoping you'd be for it, Kevin.
This is good. Tell us why, Kevin.
Well, I feel like the guy could have, like, gotten shot or something, you know? Like, he really could have gotten hurt. Like, he could have got to a car accident on the way. Like, you just, like, never know. And Katie, like, you really could have, like, you know, gotten hurt yourself, you know, with, like, if he was very violent or whatever, especially with all those sporty messages and stuff. Like, you really could have gotten hurt.
Yeah, that's the thing. So, like, he's calling her over and over and over now. Like, the dude's pissed. So I am truly concerned a little bit for your safety.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, I would have just blocked him when I saw the you up message and blocked him and called it a day.
You would never do that, would you, Kevin?
Let me ask you this, Kevin. Have you sent a you up text message to multiple women at once?
I mean, not multiple women, you know, maybe like 2 or 3.
Okay,
but,
see,
like,
that's multiple!
but I mean, like...
What's your definition of multiple then, Kevin? Like 14 women?
Yeah.
30? He's like, not multiple, maybe two or three.
Still on one hand.
Kevin, do you also wear tidy whiteies?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Good man, good man.
You're a brief guy.
All right, so I'm putting you down on team no. She shouldn't have done it because the dude could have been hurt and he could turn into a monster. So.
Yes. Thank you, guys. I love you guys' this show. I listen to it every morning. And Fast Five is just my favorite damn show that you guys play. So.
Oh, that's nice.
You guys are awesome.
Make sure you tell all your friends about us. All right, buddy?
I will. I will.
All right.
You guys have a great day.
You too. Man. Bye, Kevin.
That was
awesome. Kevin.
That was the line of the day. Is it multiples? No,
no,
just two or
two
three.
Or three.
I just dabble. I just dabble.
Hi, Abby.
Hi.
Hey, girl. So
I am.
What do you
I'm
think?
1,000% you go, girl.
Yes.
1,000%.
1,000%. I don't know why everyone is talking about this man's safety when no one cares about women's safety. You got to be kidding me on this. Like, no way. She told him no. She told him she didn't want that, and he did it anyways, and he learned his lesson. Mm-hmm. So I am 1,000% with you, Katie.
Thank you, Abby. And again, let me just say, you know who hasn't hit me up or tried to get a hold of me is Troy.
Now he's mad.
I blocked him, but still, like,
he's mad
in
and
any
horny.
Other way. Like, exactly. Exactly. But I love that you're right. Like, all so right. many people are concerned about his safety, and it's like, you know.
He didn't even say please, did he?
You know, I don't
he
think
didn't
he did.
Even say please.
If I go back and look at those messages, I
please
bet you he did.
Please sleep with
it.
Me.
Yep.
All right, Abby, I got
you.
I got
you
on team. You go, girl. You have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. All right. Who else has been holding forever? Emily. Is anybody going to be on my side? Hi, Emily.
Hi, guys.
Hey, girl. All right. So would you have done the same thing, sent this guy off to a random house?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
100% on
really?
Katie's side.
Really?
Yes. I love this. I do.
I know you do. She is eating this up, Emily. All right. So what's your reasoning?
The reasoning is she said no. He disrespected that boundary, so he needed to be taught a lesson. I would have 1,000% done the same thing and have done the same thing in the past with guys.
You've
you
done this?
Don't respect me. I have.
Yes.
You have?
If you don't respect me as a woman, then you don't get my respect, and I'm going to send you somewhere crazy.
That's
Where'd
awesome.
You send him, like to like a come and go or something?
I sent one to the Denver Zoo and was like, "Have fun, that's where you belong."
Oh, that's what I need
snap.
To do. Okay, see,
the
that's how we make
good.
This safe, right? I send him to a location, not a random address, and that way he knows I just clowned him, right?
Yeah.
Like, to
exactly.
the zoo.
Although, yeah, because then he wouldn't actually go, because
yeah.
he'd look it up and it'd be like Denver Zoo.
Yeah.
He's like, "What the flip?" All right, Emily, so you're on team. You go, girl.
Absolutely. 100%.
So far it's 4-2. So thank you so much for calling in. We
yeah.
really appreciate
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Emily.
Guys. Love right. you.
Love you. Kisses.
Love you. Bye.
Consensual kisses.
Have a good day. As long as you're okay with it.
As long as you're okay with it, I say please. Here's a Karen on the line. Hi, Karen.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. So did Katie put this guy's life in danger, or did she do a great thing?
You know, I initially texted Team Katie all the way, but then the more I thought about it, yes, I'm glad she did do that. So I am a yes. But I have shared with Katie this group on Facebook that I follow. It's called the Burned Haystack Method. And when I thought about it more, their philosophy is you just block to burn right away. I would have said no, blocked him for good, not gone to all the trouble of sending him somewhere. I do love Emily's, what she
to
does.
The zoo, yes.
The zoo.
How old is this guy?
He was, he's in his 40s. So
yeah, that's ridiculous.
I know.
This is something I would expect from a 20-year-old. The entitlement of them is like 1:30 in the morning. I'm guessing during the week, it's like, oh, yeah, I've got nothing better to do than to be at your beck and call. And so definitely.
But would you say,
initial reactions, I love it. But then it's like, just block this
They've
guy.
Been on a
he
couple dates,
anything.
Though. It sounds like, Karen, they've been on a couple dates, kind of hitting it off. So maybe there was just like on his end, he felt a little more comfortable.
No,
doing this
no,
and
he
just he wasn't coming right
her.
Out
he told him up front
mm-hmm.
She might change her mind at 1:30 in the morning.
But after three,
that was his hope.
Again, though, after three or four dates, you're comfortable. No. You guys have had multiple conversations. Usually on date 3, 4, 5, from what I understand, I haven't been out in the dating world forever. Don't things start to happen?
They do, but that's the conversation we had. Was like, I was
she told him, he ignored her and didn't listen to him. And you're all making excuses for this guy.
Yes.
Well, I'm not.
We just didn't want him to get hurt.
Like, truly, shocked.
If you send somebody somewhere at 1 a.m. beating on somebody's door, I mean, like.
But maybe from Zillow, nobody's there.
It could have ended badly.
That's what I was hoping, Karen. I was hoping that it was a house up for sale, right?
Because
it's on Zillow. You know, and so that's what my thought process. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey,
don't waste your time with that.
What is this burned haystack method? What is that?
It is awesome. It's this woman, she's a professor, a linguistic professor, and it's just analytical, and she focuses on, it's all about dating apps, but you can apply it to anywhere in your life, especially work and stuff like that, but just the red flags of men's profiles.
It's
interesting, it's fascinating, and I highly recommend it for anyone on the dating app. Yeah. I am not, because I just can't deal with the crap out there.
Oh, so much crap.
It would be beneficial for guys to be on this so they know not what to put on their dating apps.
It's only for women.
Only
for women.
Yep.
So.
But I want to know what not to put on the dating apps. I want to be a part of it.
Point. We don't want to teach men.
No, I need to know.
We don't want to give you ammo.
Look at me acting like I'm out in the dating world.
Right? But my profile needs it.
I know. My secret profile that my wife doesn't know about needs it. No, that's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah. Karen, thank you for the call and for all the great information.
Yeah, thanks, Karen.
Okay, so Team Katie, still Team Katie.
Team you go, girl!
Go! All right, take care, Al.
Bye, Karen.
Bye, Karen.
Bye. Oh, what time is it? We'll do three more. Nicole, Joe, and Sarah. Nicole's been holding the longest. Hi, Nicole.
Hey, how are you guys?
Well, we're super dupes. Troy's not doing so great, though.
he's looking for her. He's not, and... Katie, my son says that you're the goat.
Yeah.
He's 13, so I must be raising him right. I'm like you. I'm at a point in my life where I don't want to be a booty call, and you made that boundary very clear, and he violated that boundary.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting. Everybody's concerned about, Troy's safety. Nobody worries about women's safety. And why is it okay for men to send us strategic pictures, but it's not okay for you to send somebody on a wild goose chase at 2 a.m.?
Exactly. Yeah, you know how many unsolicited pics I've gotten? Oh, my gosh.
I sent her one.
No,
you're going to be in HR's office at the end
of
the show.
Oh, I sent them one, too.
Oh, my gosh. He's gotten us there before, Nicole. But, you're right. Like, it is so just, you get bombarded with all these things that you don't want, you didn't ask for.
No.
And I just got fed up with it, right? Like, no, I'm not up.
Respect me as a person. I'm not something to be objectified.
Thank you.
Like, just respect me as a person.
Yes.
Truth. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
I love that you use the line. I love that you use the line that I'm not a booty call in front of your 13-year-old.
Yeah, yeah. You're the goat too, Nicole.
You're the goat.
You are a goat.
Well, thank you guys. We love to listen to you guys in the morning.
Well, we love our listeners just like you. So again, you tell all your friends about us. All right.
Yeah. Hey, what's your son's name?
Oh yeah.
What's your son's name?
Nathaniel.
Nathaniel. Thank you, Nathaniel.
Hi, buddy.
Bye,
buddy.
Bye.
I'm sorry you had to hear about your mom's booty call.
I know. She's not one, though, Jared.
She's not a booty call.
You know what? Your mom's awesome. That's what you just learned today.
Joe.
Hey.
Oh, boy. Hey, Joe.
Team Katie all the way.
All right. Thanks for calling.
No. Tell us why, Joe.
You told him. You told that guy, hey, I don't want it, and he sent it out there. I'd have sent that dude Springs, New Mexico, all his gas, all his time.
I love that. You would have sent him to the Springs. I'm going to do that next
Enjoy
time.
Enjoy Santa Fe.
Oh
That's
gosh.
Awesome.
That's good, Joe.
Joe, you ever done a booty call?
A couple times, of course. You got to do what you got to do, but it did it. Happened on me once. I'm an outdoors guy. I like to be outdoors, and I met this chick, and she was allergy 100%, and she gave me the booty call. I was like, nope. I said, nope.
Because she had allergies?
I was like, I'm outside. She has allergies sitting in the restaurant. She was running over.
Oh, okay.
No.
You didn't need anybody
you
sneezing
didn't need
on
that,
you.
No, right?
You don't want snot on you while you're doing that.
Right?
All right, Joe, I'm afraid of what you're going to say. I'm going to put you on hold. You have a great day. Slightly concerned about
thanks,
that call.
Joe,
but this chick.
But this chick, man. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Thank you for hanging
hello
out with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. You get the final say on this.
Okay, so I love the idea, but I am concerned, too, about, I mean, his safety, yes, but also, like, that he becomes, like, some kind of stalker.
Creeper.
Because you pissed him off so much. So I would have just told him to go F himself or use his right hand because
okay,
I'm not
easy does it. Relax. Settle down.
But yes, yeah, tell him to go, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, it's like you were very specific about that's not what you were looking for. And him bringing that up, I mean, I think that's super crappy. And yeah, I would have told him that his right hand is available.
Okay, Nick, Sarah. Sarah, there's a 13-year-old child listening right now with his mother.
I know, you know that.
No,
don't.
13-year-old's not doing that?
Stop it.
Oh, my goodness.
Sarah.
Little ears. I love you.
Little ears.
Little ears.
I just think you're hilarious. No, but you make the best point.
Yeah,
you do.
Great point, Sarah.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, guys. I enjoyed listening to you guys in the morning. It's so much fun.
We truly enjoyed your call, so thank you. Have
thanks,
a good day.
Sarah,
bye,
bye,
Sarah. I stopped keeping track. It was pretty much team you go, girl.
Yeah.
And the text, truly, it's all like, you go, girl.
Yeah. And again, I think I would like to take Emily's advice and send them to the zoo next time. That's probably what
that's
I'll do.
Pretty good.
Just to keep him safe, yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Where the animals belong,
yes,
Troy.
Yes, and yeah, I'll say it like that, too. It's where your friends are anyway.
Go get on a hippopotamus.
You know? A humpopotamus. Do that. There you go. Yeah.
Jerk. Hey, guys, thank you so much for all your calls and comments. You definitely power the Show Wants to Know segment, and you did not disappoint today. Thank you so much.